We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bob McClain. Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and happy Veterans Day, Ohas, to you. Thank you for your service. You're just in time for the 5 o'clock follies. I have the most heavily commuted and most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show with yours truly, the attack dog of the right, the bombastic loud mouth of the South. Great to have you here. And by the way, if you have a veteran you'd like to give a shout-out to today, you can do that either using the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063, or the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307, and I'll get caught up there, hopefully, momentarily. First of all, though, let's begin the follies today by going to Fountain Inn and bringing in Todd. Here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Todd. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. McClain. Before we get started, shout out to all my brothers and sisters in arms. I'm Army, but I don't care what uniform you wore. That includes the people of law enforcement there. You lay your life on the line for us, too. So, anyways, shout out to y'all. But I was listening to Tara this morning, and she, now, I've been getting all these names and committees and all mixed up.
Well, no wonder.
He said that they... I'm sorry?
I say, well, no wonder.
Yeah, no joke. But he said that the Republicans just moved some guy from some committee over, and they didn't think Pelosi would allow that, but she did. And she said, I'm trying to figure out why, because this guy is very knowledgeable and is going to tear them apart with his questions. Apparently, he's a pit bull at it.
Yes.
And she said, I'm trying to figure out why, and I think Nancy Pelosi is trying to, sabotage it some, because she did not, absolutely positively did not want this impeachment hearing to go through. She kind of got bullied into it. And now that it's in, she's kind of realized that Schiff is an idiot and a liar. So they, you know, go figure. They need people to hang it on. And I think it's like, okay, you wanted to play your game. Y'all wanted to bully me into it. I'm going to let the Republicans have this. And you've got to find out what's going to happen. And when it goes south, big boy, guess who's the head of the committee and guess who let all this off? You. And
yeah.
You're going to take the complete 100% fall for it. Anyways, I was kind of thinking that, and I'd like to, you know, your opinion and other folks' opinion on what they think.
Sure. Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. Did you want to stay on the line, or you just want to pose the question?
Just pose the question and, you know, let them answer. And, oh, by the way, the last caller – the visual of Nancy Pelosi, we could have done without that.
Yeah. I'm there's a mental image. It's going to be hard to erase that one, Todd.
Yes, my psychiatrist is, he might have to see his. I don't know.
Gotcha.
Anyway, thanks, Bobby. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you, Todd, and thank you for your service. Yeah, last week, I believe it was on Friday, Kevin McCarthy on the House side for the Republicans asked one of the more junior members of the Republican contingent of the House Intelligence Committee to take a temporary step aside, move to another committee, and allow Jim Jordan, who was a guest on this program just within the matter of weeks ago, allow Jim Jordan to take his spot on the Intelligence Committee. Now, as for Nancy Pelosi allowing it, I don't know that she has the power to do that, because it seems to me, and I don't know, I'm not basing this on any firsthand knowledge of how this works, but it seems to me the Republicans make their own committee assignments and the Democrats don't have any say in the matter whatsoever. Democrats make their appointments to committees and the Republicans make theirs, and that's that. And the information that Todd had, that Jim Jordan knows the ins and outs of this A to Z, forwards and backwards, is entirely correct. And the statement also that Jim Jordan is a pit bull on this stuff may not quite be aggressive enough, because I know some pit bulls that are pretty docile. But I can tell you this, he is not going to sit idly by and allow Schiff to run this star chamber, this kangaroo court, this show trial, whatever you want to call it, with impunity. He's going to object every 6 ways from Sunday. And Jim Jordan, I think, understands everything that went on in the background with the Mueller investigation. He understands who all the players are, and I think he'll be able to shoot holes. If those that list of questions that I read in the closing minutes of the last hour of the show are accurate, then some of these questions are already answered. So we'll see, but it's going to be interesting, and I think that was a great move. I am not necessarily the world's biggest Kevin McCarthy fan. Quite honestly, I think he's like Paul Ryan's dumber brother. But this was a good move. And if it was his idea to move Jim Jordan in there, if I had to guess, I would suggest that the idea came from Jordan himself. That he went to McCarthy and said, look, you know, let's get a home run hitter in the lineup for us here, all right? And so Jim Jordan will be a member of the Intelligence Committee on the Republican side when they begin on Wednesday. But the whole I think everybody understands the whole business is just nonsense and a huge waste of time and money. I posed the question towards the end of the last hour, how come Adam Bullshift's eyes are always bugging out like a frog? And a caller had suggested that he had inadvertently seen a picture of Nancy Pelosi in a bikini. Oh. And the sight was so disturbing that his eyes bug out still from time to time. Bobby, thinking of Nancy dressed that way is even less disturbing than thinking of Hillary in one. Bobby, Nancy Pelosi may have been hot back in her day, but I guarantee she was stupid then as well. You got to remember, Bob, the stupid liberals are just going to say that Trump altered the transcript. Yeah, could be. And, you know, they'll find whatever they can, whatever mud they can sling. Bobby, his eyes bulge because he is full of bullshit. That could well be. Bobby, Adam, I'm full of, you know what, is never going to be fair in this. He needs to quit wasting our hard-earned money. Well, look at the Democrats that are all vying for the Democrat presidential nomination. There's nobody in the field that's going to beat Trump. This is their 2020 campaign against Trump, to try and give him as many black eyes as they possibly can, to try and drive down his poll numbers, to try and convince Republican voters to stay home on Election Day, and at the same time to fire up their Antifa AOC supporters. Bobby, Adam shifts his eyes bulge because he is so full of bat guano. Could be. I remember him. Colonel Bat Guano. Bobby, my dad had TB well before the war. He guarded war materials, that is, piles of lumber and boxes of who knows what, at the docks one day a week as part of his duties as a civilian. From Katie Danner. Thank you, Katie. They also serve. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more. And we go to the phones. You have someone you want to mention and a shout out to on Veterans Day. Feel free here on the Bobby Mack Show on Monday.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yes. The big green machine, USMC, Uncle Sam's Misguided Children. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. 521 here on the Bobby Mack Show as we cruise along here in the 5 o'clock follies. To the phones we go. Jeff is next up. Jeff is in my stomping grounds of Taylor's. Hi, Jeff, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Bob. I'd like to honor my dad right quick if I could.
Sure.
His name was Smith Goodwin. He fought in the Philippines in the Army back in the 1940s. He was one of the bridge builders, and the problem back then is a lot of times those Japanese didn't think they needed a bridge where they had to build one, so they had to shoot all of them to build the bridge. And, we've seen pictures where he was in, you could tell that the top of his uniform was a darker color than the bottom, and mm-hmm. We asked him, and that was where the tracers were going off overhead where they could see who they were shooting at. So I can't even imagine what that would be like to have to live through that.
Yeah, and we saw what those POW camps were like in the great film, The Bridge on the River Kwai.
What I called you about was, did we not have audio and video of Joe Biden using the office of the vice president to get them to stop investigating his idiot son and the payment vessel?
Sure.
For all of them to get their key back.
I've played it multiple times on the air. I don't know if it's still available on YouTube or not, because YouTube is owned by Google, and so of course they're leftists. But it very plainly showed tough guy Joe Biden bragging about telling the president of Ukraine, "Look, you better fire this prosecutor who's investigating a company that my son sits on the board of directors are. You better fire the prosecutor in the next 6 hours, or you're not going to get $1 billion in foreign aid." So Biden has already admitted what the Democrats now are trying to impeach President Trump for doing, although the president didn't actually do it. Biden did.
Well, you know, Obama, he bought, what did he pay, like $25 billion for that Martha's Vineyard Mansion. He didn't get that making $400,000 a year. All of them are in on that. All of them.
Yeah.
And Hunter Biden was just the imbecile pay vessel to where they could give him the money like it wasn't going to them. But they're all in on it, and they're caught. That's what the urgency is.
Absolutely. Yeah, and they're afraid of the consequences. Jeff, thank you. Appreciate the call. You would be amazed to know how many members of Congress have either some sort of organization set up as a tax-exempt organization or some other kind of thing that they use as a vessel to transfer money to, and quite often have a family member or a crazy cousin Eddie who just happens to be the guy that's running their foundation. Coming up on 525, in on the text line, 71307. Bobby, I grew up around several World War II vets. One was a gentleman, Jim Douglas, who was a horse soldier at the beginning of the war. Horses didn't last long in that environment. He ended up in an armored unit. Also, his sister, Sally Douglas, was in the Pacific. My godmother, Mildred McGreevy, was in the Pacific with MacArthur on the secretarial staff. Before her Alzheimer's, I was at her apartment in Las Vegas. I could take shorthand back then. She handed me a shorthand notebook. I started reading it. It was a rough draft of the terms of surrender for the Japanese. It was lost in a fire along with her diary and uniforms. Madonna Annan was in Europe clerking near Berlin until discharge from Katie. Thank you, Katie. Appreciate that. Bobby, not to downplay the veterans at all, I think several, I thank several myself today, but could we also have a quick moment for those that are defense contractors that have lost their lives and their role in serving not only our armed forces, but their country? There was an interesting post I saw on Facebook over the weekend, and I could sort of paraphrase what it said. Something to the effect of there are heroes whose service has been performed in secret, where the medal ceremonies were also conducted secretly, and the medals were not even given to them. And we thank them all for their service as well. And that would include, of course, all those who are represented by the stars on the wall in Langley, Virginia. Colonel Ted is along this afternoon, appropriately, here on Veterans Day. And as always, Colonel Ted, Miss Moneypenny, and little Annie and I salute you.
Thank you. Guess where I am?
Colorado.
Not quite.
Missouri.
Not even in between. I'm sitting at the corner of Bourbon Street and St. Louis. In front of Antoine's restaurant in New Orleans.
Wow. You are at a great place to have dinner tonight.
Well, I won't be doing that. I did do that, though, however, 52 years ago when I was a senior in college and my grandmother paid for this dinner at Antoine's when my parents gave me a graduation present, which was a trip down here on spring break.
Nice.
And so I came back right between lunch and dinner, and, 52 years, I don't remember what I had to eat for breakfast this morning. So 52 years ago, it's hard to, kind of remember where we sat. My brother and I sat in a restaurant, but they were close between lunch and dinner. And this, this guy that works there just took me around the whole, I took pictures the whole, I did not know it was so big.
Oh, yeah.
Private rooms and this kind of stuff, and really, really cool. And I'll send you a couple of pictures if I remember.
We'll put them on our Facebook page. That is a great restaurant. You know, I back in the 70s, I did the morning show at the AM rock and roll station WNOE, which is right there on Bienville. You're not far from where we were on Bienville in the French Quarter.
Huh, I'd forgotten you worked this market. There's not a major market you haven't worked in.
Very few, you're right. and the station was owned by a former governor of Louisiana. His name was Jimmy Noe, and his last name was N-O-E. And just by pure coincidence, the call letters of the radio station were W-N-O-E. Imagine how that could have happened.
Well, I tell you, this is an interesting town. I was here a couple of weeks ago, and I wanted to go to the World War II Museum.
Yeah.
And then it was closed. Some convention was here, and they took it over for a private event. And then so I was going to stay overnight and go in the morning, and I woke up, I was asleep in my car, and I woke up about 1 or something, couldn't get back to sleep. So I left and headed over the Gulf Coast of Florida, where I called you from a time or two. Anyway,
right.
I left in the dark, and then couldn't see anything where I was going. Well, I just came back a few hours ago with the light, and I tell you, all the bridges and causeways and everything they've got down here in the Gulf Coast are just incredible when you think about the engineering and all the concrete they use to build that stuff. And
pretty amazing. Yeah, like the bridge down in Charleston. You know, that thing is a modern-day wonder. Colonel Ted, since it's Veterans Day, do you have any of the Caribou Boys from Southeast Asia that you wanted to remember today or mention today?
Oh, boy, all of them. I tell you, that was such an amazing bunch of pilots and flight crew members over there. I flew with them a lot, one of the pilots myself, but had to fly all over the country with them in my job. And what a bunch of unsung heroes.
You bet.
Guys, and there aren't any there that I know of in the area, or I would have found out about that. I think there's some down in the Charleston area, but none up in the upstate. But
there were some amazing stick and rudder guys that flew the Caribous. I've forgotten, Colonel Ted, what was the unit designation?
We were the 483rd Tactical Airlift Wing, and we were headquartered at Cameron Bay with two squadrons, and Phuket with two squadrons, and Rundell Army Airfield with two squadrons, and the Aussies, which I had to support those guys for 4 months, and that was a hoot.
Yeah, they're nuts. The Aussies and the Kiwis were both just absolutely nut jobs. In a good way.
With them and socializing with them at their officers' club on the weekends was also an experience that I'll never forget. And I never told my family about.
Yeah, you needed to bring your drinking hat when you got together with the Ghost Guys. Colonel Ted, have a safe trip, and thanks for checking in from New Orleans, as they say down there.
All right. Bye.
Colonel Ted. He's a trip. He's on a trip. He's just... I never know where he's going to be next. It's like, where in the world is Colonel Ted? 5:32 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Little Annie's ready to go in the news center. Today's edition of Amazing True Facts is also on the way next. Fly Boys. Into the wild blue yonder. Give them the gun. Oh, I can't say gun. Can't say gun. No. Sorry. Hey, you know what? We're playing the Air Force's theme song as well. Reminds me to mention my pal Jerry Massey, who's our chief engineer here for, let me put it this way. Jerry worked with Marconi on inventing radio. Maybe not, but it just seemed that way. And Jerry was Air Force, just retired in the last year and is traveling and having a heck of a time. So here we are on Veterans Day on the Bobby Mack Show. Great to have you along in on the text line. People wanting to give a shout-out to a family member. Bobby, Lieutenant C.T. Mellon, Commander Filthy 13. That sounds like my kind of unit, the Filthy 13. Bobby, congrats to my Uncle Elvin, flew with the Doolittle Raiders. First attack on Japan. Gotcha. Bobby, what the heck is up with the traffic? Was it a full moon last night or something? No, but we're gaining on it. Yeah, I knew we were close.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, Moneypenny says tomorrow. Bobby, I'd like to acknowledge my dad, Steve McCoy, veteran. And you know what? I think he's a pretty good dude. So I'd like to give him a shout-out. Nice. Appreciate that. Bobby, let's not forget the unsung heroes on Veterans Day, the military spouses that hold the fort while the soldier is deployed. And no easy task. Bobby, please wish a happy Veterans Day to my daughter, Carson McMacken, or McMacon, proud of her service for our country. Amen to that. Bobby, I believe Adam Schiff is Marty Feldman's long-lost brother. You remember Marty Feldman, bug-eyed guy from Young Frankenstein? It's like that woman at the airport this weekend. Do you have anything in your luggage, anything dangerous? Yeah, I got a bomb in there. Oh, good. That's nice of you to tell us that. By the way, you're on your way to the Gray Bar Hotel.
You moron.
You moron.
It got me thinking about Young Frankenstein. You know, it's a joke. Don't you people know a joke when you hear one? Wrong place, wrong time for that kind of joke. Okay. All right, here we go with today's edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McLean presents Amazing, Amazing, True, True Facts.
Thank you, Gary Goodvoice. Okay, joined for ATF, as always, by Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass. And Little Annie in the news center.
Hello.
You know, ladies, the great thing about Thanksgiving, everything always goes just as you planned it. Not.
Nobody fights.
No. No political differences. No divisions of ideology. Just everybody, you know.
Hurt feelings.
Kumbaya. Right? No, nothing. Well, here we go. New survey, 63% of people say that Thanksgiving dinner never goes exactly as planned. The average person says six things go wrong when they're hosting.
What are those six things?
Glad you asked, Miss Moneypenny. Not all of the cooking is done on time. That's a problem. Number two, and maybe this should be number one on this list, running out of wine. You know, because no, it doesn't. Because look, I mean, you know, if you have plenty of wine, all other considerations become secondary, do they not?
Yeah.
I'm a red wine fan.
You know? I don't think you got to follow those rules anymore.
Yeah, I don't think so. Number three, spilling something on the floor. Oopsie.
Yep.
You know, I was thinking about that because not on the list is having your golden retriever stand up on the counter and eat a drumstick off the bird.
That sounds like experience, Bob.
It does sound like experience. That's because Mr. Riley was no dummy, and when he smelled turkey, he was after it. I guess. Also on the list, forgetting a key ingredient in one dish. At least one thing is cold by the time it's served. Of course, if it's the Jell-O, who cares, right? Running out of something before everybody gets some of it.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Cooking something wrong. So, you know, did you stuff your turkey? No, I didn't have to. It was already stuffed. You don't want to be there for that one. Forgetting someone's food allergy or dietary restriction. Number nine on the list, the turkey is burnt. You know, it's like Christmas vacation, right? You know, where it explodes. And the turkey is dry. So there you go. All right. National Toy Hall of Fame just announced the three toys that will be inducted this year.
Oh, I like these.
Let's see. They are Matchbox cars.
Yay!
No, it's amazingly they're not. You'd be surprised what's not in there. How did that happen? Somebody heave it at you? Yeah, all right, take this. Magic the Gathering cards.
Never heard of it.
I don't know what that is either. What is that, Moneypenny? Do you know? Is it what? Does it go with a Ouija board or something?
Come on, you made that up. I'm going to look.
And. Yep. Third inductee this year, coloring books. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Nine other toys that were nominated this year but didn't get in. Care Bears, the Fisher-Price Corn Popper. There you go. Jenga, He-Man, My Little Pony, Nerf Guns, Risk, and the smartphone. Three toys inducted last year were the Magic 8-Ball. Did I get inducted? Ask again later.
That's funny.
The pinball machine and Uno. So there you go. Yahtzee! 13 before 6. That's ATF for Veterans Day. Be right back, and I'll catch up with the text line and all these shout-outs, too. Stay right there.
You were right, by the way. Magic the Gathering is a card thing. Spartanburg drivers, 29. Slow travel at I-26. Still dealing with a crash. Happened quite some time ago. This could just be the residual. It looks like it's causing a bit of a backup. Got a wreck slowing you down if you're in Greenville on Georgia Road. Still Reedy Fork, so heads up there. And then a serious accident. They are still working the scene at Gentry Memorial Highway at the intersection with Brazel Road. Anderson looking pretty good. Now the upstate most trusted forecast from the 106.3 WORD Weather Center.
Saluting our friends in the Army. Yeah, you know, I love the fact that the Army went back to the old pink and greens uniforms this year. Nice little throwback. Caissons go rolling along here on the Bobby Mac Show. 5:53 now, 7 before 6 o'clock here on the Veterans Day edition of the Bobby Mac Show. A lot of people wanting to shout out to family members on Veterans Day. Bobby, want to remember my brother, Gary Allen, Spec 4, Army Advisory Team 66 in southern South Vietnam, 68 to 69. Hey, Bob, my wife's father served in Korea, lost a leg. He was one of the greatest men I ever knew. His name is Alvin Wade Green. He left behind a loving and godly family. He was a man of faith and someone to look up to and admire. Bobby, salute to those who pick straight stressful vocations, armed forces, and so forth. Yeah, Bobby, Magic is a strategy card game. No board or cartoon involved unless they were late spinoffs. Gotcha. And this text message as well. Bobby, house for sale with futuristic views. Actually, a view of a graveyard, but isn't that a future? Could be looked at that way. Bobby, my dad, World War II Mechanized Recon Squadron, European Theater of Operations, D-Day onward. Two Bronze Stars with a V for Valor device. William Allen. Thanks to all. Real quick, Bob, before my battery dies, wake me. Remember my father today, Stan Kingsbury, Air Force veteran, Korea War veteran, was a pilot. The first issue of B-52s to enter military service. Wow. That was the old Strategic Air Command days. Most importantly, he taught me everything I needed to know to survive. He died in 2000, and I miss him every day. Thank you. Bobby, baggy pants. Yeah, those devils in baggy pants. That's what the Germans referred to American paratroopers as. Hey, Bob, Fox Mulder here. Miss Joe wanted to give a shout-out to her brother, James W. Whitmire, 82nd Airborne, the All-Americans, if memory serves. KIA at Anzio. Oh, he was one of those devils in baggy pants. Gotcha. Sorry, came in at the end on that text. Bobby, shout out to my dad, Ricky Brown, 82nd Airborne and Green Beret. Bobby, how can Nikki Haley afford that house at Kiowa? Well, that's what she's doing now. See, she wrote this book, and I'm sure she got a huge advance for the book, and so that's where the dough came from on that, I'm guessing. What else do we have here further down? Bobby, shout out to my son Jacob that left a day ago for 2 weeks training. Then we'll be on deployment January through July next year. He has a wife, 2-year-old daughter, and a 2-month-old son from Shane. 2-year-old daughter and 2-month-old son, Shane in Simpsonville. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate that. Bobby, thank you to my uncles Dick, Ron, and Jerry, all Purple Heart recipients. By the way, a great event that we had Saturday over at Top Golf, fundraiser for MOPH, the Military Order of Purple Heart. They're going to turn it into an annual event, I believe, each year. It was a lot of fun, and you talk about being amongst a group of great Americans. That was quite a day. One more to go. The bonus hour still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show on Veterans Day on WORD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.